Timothy McVeigh's defense lawyers are sifting through more than 3,000 transcripts of witness interviews and other pieces of evidence. Late last week, it was revealed that the FBI failed to turn over some documents relating to the Oklahoma City bombing to McVeigh's defense team. McVeigh was scheduled to be executed on Wednesday, but Attorney General John Ashcroft has delayed it until June 11th. NPR's Wade Goodwin joins me now. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning.
What happened with the McVeigh case over the weekend?
Well, the biggest change over the weekend is that there are now more voices calling to investigate the FBI. This came from both Democrats and Republicans. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer cited a series of missteps by the FBI over the last 10 years. The siege at Ruby Ridge in Idaho in 1992, where an FBI sniper killed Vicki Weaver as she stood holding her baby. The Branch Davidian standoff in 1993. In 96, the misidentification of the security guard as the Olympic Games bomber. And then last summer, the botched investigation of Win Ho Lee, the nuclear scientist. Now with the McVeigh evidence disaster, that's five very big cases where the FBI has stumbled. Republican Senators Larry Craig and Charles Grassley used words like cowboy culture and arrogance when talking about the Bureau's mistakes. And the FBI appears to have lost some ground with the American people, too. CBS News released a poll yesterday that showed the FBI's approval rating has dropped from 43% a year ago to just 24% now.
Well, how did this happen with the documents?
Well, that's what everyone wants to know. The initial explanation is it was some sort of computer glitch. What's damning, though, is that the error appears to involve more than 40 FBI offices across the country. And there are reports that the FBI agents in Oklahoma City office knew about problems with the McVeigh evidence beginning 4 months ago. That's a long time for these revelations to play out. Defense attorneys for McVeigh and Nichols are saying that this is not atypical of the FBI, that the Bureau often decides what evidence it's going to share with lawyers at the Justice Department with an eye to keeping it out of the defense's hands. The FBI says that's not true, but with this latest blunder, the tide has turned a bit, and the FBI is not going to be getting as much benefit of the doubt as it has in the past.
What are the legal possibilities now?
Well, Timothy McVeigh is going to have some control over how this plays out. If he tells his legal team he wants to pursue this in court, I would expect U.S. District Judge Richard Mache will, in light of the circumstances, allow the defense some time to investigate. 90 days is the time frame that's been talked about. Mache was McVeigh's original trial judge in Denver. He's turned down all of McVeigh's appeals to this point. But I covered the trial in 1997, and I saw Judge Mache really chew out federal prosecutors when he didn't feel they were turning over discovery to the defense team fast enough. So I don't think Mache is going to be all that sympathetic to the government's arguments if McVeigh's lawyers want more time.
Does this affect Terry Nichols' case?
The facts are relevant to McVeigh's co-conspirator Terry Nichols and his appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court also. Nichols was convicted on lesser charges than McVeigh and sentenced to life in prison, so he may be in a better position to take advantage of the government's mistake. That having been said, I think it's correct that both McVeigh and Nichols have uphill legal battles here. Once you're convicted, the going gets pretty tough.
Well, that's it. McVeigh's been convicted and sentenced to death. There's no chance of that changing now, is there?
Well, this could change things. There are some very interesting legal questions to be argued here. Here's one example. Because this is so late in the process, so near Timothy McVeigh's execution, McVeigh's lawyers have a very high standard they have to meet. In effect, the defense must now prove that this new evidence changes not just some things, but almost everything to have a chance of success. But had this evidence come out earlier, the bar McVeigh would have needed to clear would have been, I won't say much lower, but lower. So the question is, should the government be allowed to legally benefit by its own misconduct or mistake? Defense lawyers could argue that if this is allowed, the court is in fact encouraging the government to withhold evidence that's harmful to its case until the last possible minute, because that's when it can do the least damage.
NPR's Wade Goodwin.